Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
That's right. We're back. It's the Real Ass Podcast. What's up, motherfuckers? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Wednesday, hump day, bump day, skump day, Trump day. It's Trump day, Monroe. It's Trump day on the Real Ass Podcast. We're celebrating all things Trump. That's why we invited you in, baby boy.
I'll be back.
Monroe's fucking sweating.
Damn right.
You got fucking bedhead. What happened? What's going on? Last time I saw you.
That's helmet hair.
That's helmet hair. I took my bike hair. I rode my bike from Queens.
Last time I saw you, you were so together. You're falling apart right now.
You're damn right.
I've never seen Monroe disheveled.
I'm not disheveled. I'm just
disheveled his cousin.
Disheveled Martin. Disheveled Martin the fourth.
The imposter. CH.
Damn, I'm Zach. Good. Coming out fucking early. I love it. Put him on the board. Shannon, he's on the board, and we are giving away prizes today.
Disheveled Martin the fourth.
Yeah. Let's do it.
I like the name.
Mm-hmm. International superstar Zach D'Amico's here.
Feeling
what's up,
good.
Son?
How you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Got my COVID-19 test yesterday.
Are you feeling positive about the situation?
I don't know how I feel. I mean, I only got it because I've received pressure from my lefty faggot friends.
Thank you.
Yeah, like Zach was all nervous because he's fat and, you know, probably diabetic. Ralph's all nervous because he's fat and old and probably has hypertension.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I was like, fine, I'll go get the dumb test. And I was like, who gives a shit? It's not even a big deal. And then I did it, and it's awful.
You had the antibodies?
I got both. I got the antibody test and the COVID-19 test.
What was the swab in the throat or?
Swab in the fucking nose, dude.
They stick it all over in your nose.
I don't even know, man. It's like, they're like, hey, here, we're going to do it. And you're like, all right, cool. And then they just fucking, they do it like they're mad at you. Yeah. They fucking, it's like sharp and they go, yank! And you're like, what the fuck was that?
They don't want to be jamming shit in people's noses.
And then again, boom, the other one. And it hurt like hell. I yelled at the woman. I was like, why would you do that? I hate you. I said that to her.
Is that because you wanted to yell at her?
I know.
Because you put people in arm bars, you get put in chokeholds, so how could that hurt more?
Well, you know what's funny? You say that. I literally...
Because you're expecting it.
I thought as they were doing it, I was like, all right, well, think about how much it hurts to be punched in the face. Mm-hmm. All right, that's just whatever. Imagine that. It's not even a big deal. Because they took blood, too, to do the antibody test, and I hate getting blood. And I was like, all right, fine. I was like, not a big deal. Imagine doing burpees. Imagine doing burpees. Burpees is worse than a little pinch from a needle, right? So that's what I connected to in my body was doing core exercises. And that's my least favorite type of exercise to do, as you can tell. And then that was fine. And then I was like, all right, fine. And then I tried to do the same thing for the nose test. And it was crazy how much it hurt. And I know they don't need to make it hurt like that.
They need to make it hurt, though, because they're like, you should have been in the house.
Why are you traveling, son? Think people need to hear your horseshit jokes?
I'm sure those 25 people in Arizona, it was really worth it.
They had a great time.
No, I'm sure it was a very good show.
And they had a great time. And I'll tell you right now, I want to get out there more. Are we not supposed to be doing comedy shows? I don't know.
You can do outside shows, but inside shows, I think they're just attracting the wrong people. The same people that were at the beach and not giving a fuck are coming in your shows. Yeah. No one who cares about their family is coming to your show.
That was true way before.
Yeah, I also, if I didn't care 3 months ago in the thick of it, in the epicenter of New York City, if I wasn't worried about it then, I can't justify being worried about it now. And for some reason, I feel like the media has worn everybody down to the point where I was even like, fine, I'll get a test.
Yeah.
Think about that. Like, I've been so like, dude, whatever, it's not a big deal forever. You would never think I would have gotten a test unless I was showing some sort of symptoms.
Yeah, you've never even got an STD test.
No way.
Fuck that shit. Let it
fuck
come.
Fuck that, dude.
Fucking worse. More embarrassing.
Herd immunity for my dick.
Lou is paid once for the immediate results of an AIDS test.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
I can't wait the 2 weeks. I need to know.
He's like,
today.
I need to know right now.
Well, I was
going to
get another STD test yesterday as well. Okay. I was tested somewhat recently, just a few months ago. But I was going to get another one because I was there. I was like, why not, right?
Yeah.
And then they were going to charge me $500. So I was like, fuck that.
For some...
Yeah, this
AIDS
is like walk-in. This is one of these like walk-in, like privately owned, like specialty.
Why didn't you just go to a clinic? Well, that's you'll get it at a clinic.
Yeah, whatever, that's also true.
Yeah, you'll walk in and I'll just give it to you.
Yeah,
they have one swab.
Yeah,
yeah. So we'll see. But I mean, are we not supposed to be performing? I don't really know because Brendan Schaub and Brian Callen got it, and now everyone's like, it's the other thing.
Not that they got it, it's that they did a meet and greet or whatever.
They shook hands and shit.
They're like, they had to be like, if you got a picture with me, you need to go get tested. Like,
I mean, but it's also they were so outspoken against it being that serious. But so have I. I've also been that. Like, if I get it, I think the fans will also turn on me in a massive way, where it will be a meme for the next year where they're like, haha, Lewis, I hope you die. I hope you kill everyone at Gas Digital. That's what the best possible outcome for the shows and for the, you know, the comedy side of things are, right? If I killed Ralph, if that's how I got Gas Digital.
You own the empire.
I own the empire because I kill Ralph because I was obnoxious and I went to a water park in Arizona.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really...
What an awesome way to gain ownership of the entire business was going down a whirly slide.
I feel like you would have had it by now. You'd have been sick by now. So if you're not sick, you're fine.
I don't have it. I don't have it, okay? I hope I have the antibodies so I can fucking...
Hug people?
Just go out there and party.
Yeah.
Let's go. But are they saying the antibody test isn't even accurate now? Is that what it is, Shannon?
You got to get it twice. You got to get it like back to back.
And they also don't know like how long they work for. Like is it weeks? Is it months? They don't know anything.
Imagine if there was like an STD antibody. It was just like, you had syphilis. You had chlamydia.
Now you
don't
hear
it for 6 months.
Yeah. That's sort of what
would
herpes is, though,
wrong?
Right?
Yeah.
Would you have herpes? You're like, yeah, it's the antibodies. I got herpes antibodies.
You can still do outside shows, dude. You can still do shows. Just don't try to pack them out.
I don't know if every comedian's
I can't not
outside.
Try to pack them out.
I don't know if every comic's comedy works outside. Like, I feel like dirtier comics, you need the darkness and you need, like, low ceilings and people can't see each other. I feel like if everybody can see each other, certain comics just aren't going to work as well.
Maybe not. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll see. I got to say, I don't really know how to. So I feel like it's super politicized, right? I feel like right up until the election, right up until November, this is going to be a hot button topic. I saw, I guess, somebody, it's Trump's son, tweeted like, oh, the media is not talking about how the death rate has slowed down like incredibly in this country. And I was like, I just said that. God damn it. It's like, why is it a Republican talking point to even say that?
But it hasn't,
understand.
Though.
It has. It went from 110,000 deaths 6 weeks ago to 130,000 deaths. And it was climbing like crazy. So it slowed down crazy.
Oh, it's still climbing. It's just not climbing as much.
No, nowhere near as much. I mean, and then the infection rate obviously has spiked.
Yeah.
133,000. A week ago, it was at 130,000.
I mean, probably the first wave of people that it was definitely going to kill.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. I think it got all those people already. And I think right now everyone's getting tested because the fucking media has convinced you homos to convince us that we're fucking hardcore and fucking crushing it and not buying that shit. Now you guys have convinced me to fucking go over to the homo side. So I went and got tested. You see what I'm saying? But it's like, but
Lewis
now if I...
Lewis is gay. Lewis.
It's infuriating. I'm not gay. God damn it. God damn it.
Lewis is sick and gay. Sick and gay.
Sick and gay. It was the AIDS clinics in the 80s.
That's the name of me and Lewis's podcast.
I like it. So we'll see. I will be very honest about my results. Shannon asked me when I came in, she was like, would you be honest about it if you had it? I'm pretty sure that's a crime. I think at that point, I don't know if it is actually, but I think they really want it to be.
It ain't no crime.
To lie about it?
Yeah, it ain't like, it's...
I think it's a crime if you have AIDS and you fuck a chick.
In some states, definitely
it's a crime.
Felony.
And I
that might be a felony.
It's a weird thing, right? So you're talking about like all of these weird, like, you know, rights and infringing on rights. I'm torn on that. Should that be a crime? if you have COVID-19 knowingly, and there was a guy right here, this is a Fire Island beachgoer slammed for partying while having COVID-19. Corey Hannon, a New York man, went viral after he posted on social media that he went to Fire Island despite believing he had recently contracted COVID-19.
Now, hold on.
Yeah, Fire Island, that's the least of their worries.
A group of people who may have some immunity deficiencies.
Why?
What's Fire Island, Lewis?
I don't know. What is Fire Island?
It's like a gay party spot.
Is it a gay party spot?
He's acting like he's never been.
I've never been to Fire Island, bro. Yeah, you don't fucking. That shit. Dude, straight as shit.
You know you've been
straight
to Fire Island.
Straight as a fucking board.
All with a day. Curve in it.
Pussy all day, son. Pussy all day. Shannon,
you can still go to Fire Island and get some pussy. It'll just be different.
It'll be some fucking bisexual chicks. Some chicks that fuck gay guys sometimes. I know a couple girls like that.
So do I.
Why do girls fuck gay guys? Like, stop bringing your bugs back to me. Can't deal with that shit. Is that too real? So is that too real ass for you? Oh, I'm sorry. No. I apologize. So he goes to Fire Island. Now, while he apologized, Fire Island and other beaches around the country were still packed, blah, blah, blah. Many fear that that could now lead to a new spike in cases. And most states have already been seeing their daily number of cases climb over the last few weeks.
Yeah. I would assume a gay party, it gets around quick.
Yeah. Well, this is why I haven't really even talked about this in the podcast yet, but this is why we had to move Skankfest.
We're going to have a gay party.
We're going to have a really gay party. Skankfest is a pretty gay party. I mean, everyone, we do shirtless shows. We do naked comedy shows.
I made out with like 20 guys the last Skankfest. I went up and down the line.
People hook up. Last Skankfest was the first time that I was single.
Yeah.
And I fucking
was killing it.
My hotel room. You would have thought that fucking.
It looked like
one
of those Scooby Doo sketches where like the people come in one door and out the other.
You would have thought that Kiss was staying in my room. It was like my room was on fire last Skankfest. It was a good time.
No, the women looked like Gene Simmons.
They were all gross and dressed in black.
Smeared makeup and fucking puffy hair and
worn
burn
out
marks.
Tongues. Just tongues hanging out of their mouth from all of the hoary things that they do with their mouths. Yeah, so, you know, Skankfest, you have to have that vibe. It's got to be a party. It's got to be everyone sharing weed and drinks and fucking dancing.
So you can't do like a
socially distanced.
But like a venue that's a little wider and that has like an open
door
aspect.
Our fans are a little wider.
It. Yeah, true.
We can, but we're not changing the venues right now.
Y'all can do that shit. Like, I think, like, you see how Che does his all in the back of a truck. What if y'all do yours on, like, a back of an 18-wheeler? Them shits that open up, you know what I'm talking about? That'd be dope.
Yeah, I think we're actually supposed to do that show sometime soon, Legion of Skanks Live, in that space with Rebecca. We're trying to produce something. Mm-hmm. So
that'd be dope.
We'll do something. Here's the thing. If the world doesn't change, and that's the only way we can do shows, then obviously we would shift and we would adapt. Skankfest, a big portion of it was going to be outside. So the way the secret group worked, it had a big stage inside. It had a smaller stage inside. And then we were building an outdoor stage for all of the really big shows.
Yeah.
So it did have that aspect. Some of it was inside. Some of it was outside. So we'll see what happens. You know, is there a way we could maybe move it to just doing it all outdoor, open air, and tents and having like, 100%. We were doing I just felt like it's not even so much that, you know, right now with the way the media is portraying this, and I do say that, I really believe it's the way the media is portraying it. It's not just how out of control it's been, because it's definitely better now than it was months ago, and I wasn't freaking out months ago, so I got to be consistent here. But with the way the media is portraying it, I think that we would end up losing a third of our acts if we did it in September. Yeah. I think a bunch of people would go, hey, you know what? It's just not worth it. A lot of comics right now aren't touring. A lot of comics.
It's not just being there; it's the travel there.
Yeah,
the travel. It's you're in this space with everybody. I think our fans are fucking crazy, and they would ride or die. They don't really care. I think they would show up no matter what. But I don't want to give them a stripped down version of this festival. And I don't want to also make everyone feel uncomfortable to party. So once again, we had to postpone it. The new dates are March 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, with a kickoff party on the 25th, 2021 Monroe. I hope you can be at Skankfest 2021, the first Skankfest South. I'm hoping that after the election and a few months clear, I think that things will sort of go back to normal and that we will be treating, you know, life like we normally were treating life. So that's what's going on with that. I think that if you guys wanted to get a refund for Skankfest South, we're going to give a refund period. I think it's till August 1st. Skankfest nyc@gmail.com is the email address. If you guys wanted to grab a refund, you guys can simply contact them and they'll set you up. But your tickets are automatically transferable. So if you guys want to come to Skankfest still, and you should, you cocksuckers, we will be at the end of March now, which is, once again, my birthday weekend. So it's a full year, essentially. We've pushed it off. But all right, really quick, guys, I want to talk about our brand new sponsor. Newest sponsor, Lucy.co. It's Lucy Nicotine. It's a company that's founded by former smokers who are finally making alternatives to tobacco that do not suck. I'm going to tell you right now, I smoked for years. Smoked for 10 years straight, two packs a day. And quitting smoking was a nightmare. I quit cold turkey and it was really difficult. And to be honest with you, I wish I had something to sort of bring me down. They didn't even have vapes back when I smoked cigarettes. Vaping wasn't even a thing, really. There was some crappy nicotine gums that were out there that tasted like crap that would fall apart in your mouth. I didn't even want to try that more than once. It's 2020. You need to get rid of your cigarettes. You need to unplug your vape. You need to throw out your tins of dip and all that other crap out there and get some of Lucy's nicotine gum or lozenges that actually taste great, okay? They have a subscription service that comes directly to your door each month, so it is super simple. All you got to do is use the promo code RAP, and you're going to get your first trial of gum or lozenges at the absolute lowest price that they're allowed. So the deal is the government has rules against giving nicotine away for free, so they can't actually give you free samples. They really want to. But the team at Lucy is working with us at Gas Digital to give you your first trial of gum for right around $1 and the lozenges for right around $2. That is next to nothing, less than a cup of coffee. Go to lucy.co and use the promo code RAP at checkout and get rid of your old cigs or vape. All right, where were we? It is what it is. Let's get some plugs out of the way real quick before we keep the show going. Monroe, what do you got to plug?
No need for apologies with myself and Derek Gaines. It airs every Wednesday on Gas Digital and then repeats on iTunes and wherever else you listen to podcasts. Head over to our YouTube page.
Oh, yeah, Zach.
Follow me on Instagram @ZachIsNotFunny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Every Friday at midnight, comics talk and shit while we watch a movie. And Catalyst Wrestling here on Gas Digital every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. My next time I will be in public with people is August the 7th and 8th at the Mahoning Drive-In Theater in Pennsylvania for two full days of trauma movies. We're going to be showing movies. I'm going to be hosting bands, live podcasts, a bunch of stuff. And I think it's $10 a night and an extra $10 if you want to sleep over and party with us for 48 hours straight.
Sleep with Zach for $20?
It's pretty good. It's
a fucking deal. You paying them $20?
What?
Or are they paying you $20?
No, it's $10 it's like a movie theater. Like a drive-in.
Oh, okay.
So it's $10 to get in.
Yeah.
And $10 to sleep over at the place.
Oh, dope. My bad. I thought they were like actually living in the bed with you, like sleeping.
That'd be pretty sweet.
You know what's up, guys. GasDigitalNetwork.com, home of 23 of the most incredible podcasts in the world. Brand new podcast on the network, the Are You Garbage podcast. Kevin Ryan, H. Foley. Love that show. They're crushing it right now. So go subscribe to those guys as well. Obviously, no need for apologies. Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. All of my shows, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me podcast, Jamie Josta show. We got fucking Tommy Dreamer show, which I love. If you guys are pro wrestling fans, Tommy Dreamer offers the best insight on pro wrestling in the world. Corinne Fisher and Joe DeRosa, Without a Country. So many incredible shows, guys. Go take a look at the entire library. You can watch all of the shows live and free. You don't have to even sign in to the website. GasDigitalNetwork.com has a schedule basically 6 days a week. There's live programming happening for free. You don't have to pay for anything. But if you guys want access to the entire on-demand library, over 8,000 hours of content, ad-free, uncensored, plus the incredible live chat. I'm looking at the live chat right now. What's up, Troyer Evans? What's up, Genocide? What's up, South J? What's up, PBNY? What's up, Not Brendan Schaub? Crushing it in the live chat. They're all racist. It's okay. If you guys want to join the racist live chat, use the promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. You get access to the entire library. You get access to everything. Once this show is over, you don't have to wait 3 days for it to come out on iTunes or YouTube. You can just click play anytime you want. That's it, baby boys. You want it. Man. You need it. You love it. Go to my YouTube channel. YouTube's been crushing it as well, rounding 25,000 subscribers. I just started promoting my YouTube channel. I don't even know. Go there right now. Subscribe on my YouTube channel. Get notifications for all the new shows. I've been trying to join the live chats there as well. Why not? iTunes 5-star ranking, positive review. One reviewer every month. We give away a free piece of merch too, so make sure you go do that as well. And live shows will be happening soon. Had a great meeting with a producer in L.A. talking about maybe doing something in Los Angeles, even if it's just a one-day Skankfest event between now and Skankfest South, outdoor event, something like that could happen. Let's see. Oh, shit. Any announcements on air? Jesus Christ, Rebecca. Well, you should have told me that before I just announced that. Are you listening now? Okay. So, all right. Yeah, I'm sorry. And if you have any questions or if you need a refund for the Skankfest tickets, it's skankfestticketing@gmail.com. Skankfestticketing@gmail.com. There we go. Okay. All right. Here we go. We're back. What's going on in the chat? If you guys want to join the conversation in the chat at any time, I'm taking questions at any moment. Kush says, Lewis, you're a bald faggot. Okay, thank you. That was a little bit hurtful. Okay, so let's do this. What is the issue here? Okay, yeah, I want to talk about this. This is kind of an interesting story. So Halle Berry, I tweeted about this. Halle Berry, I guess, she apologized for
considering
taking a role as a transgendered
man,
meaning that she would dress up as a man.
Yes.
So why would she apologize for considering?
Hold on. I got this one.
Yeah.
So she's doing a movie now where I think she's an MMA fighter.
Okay. Yeah.
So I think in an interview, she said, well, while I'm in this shape.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
And like jacked, I'm looking at another role where I would play a transgendered man. It's something that's always kind of interested me.
Yeah.
Just because that quote came out. Fucking all these gay advocacy sites go nuts and say, there are transgender men actors who don't get work. This is essentially, I think trans people consider this like blackface, basically.
This is, she said, it's a character. It's a character where the woman is a trans character.
I'm sorry. That was just
I'm telling you how I honestly perceive it.
She said, it's a character where a woman is a trans character, so she's a woman that transitioned into a man. She's a character in a project that I love that I might be doing. So people got mad that she was saying she, right, and referring to the woman. That it's, you know, here's the thing. It's fine. Like, I get that you want to see everybody represented. Mm-hmm. I get it. It's a really nice thought, okay?
I mean, it takes a while for somebody to build up to a leading role.
A leading role in a major motion picture. Yeah,
and you want to see a seasoned actress or actor in that role. Which,
yeah.
I'm like, I don't think it's the same. You know what I mean?
It's not. It's ridiculous. Okay? Yeah. Here's the thing. Like, having a white person play a black person is different. There are the amount of black actors that are out there that are fucking, like, nobody's better than Denzel Washington. Okay? Yeah. I don't give a shit.
But in fact, they have,
throw
like,
Denzel in a wig and have him play any female character. Like, I'd be happy about
Denzel played a
it.
Blind person, and the blind actors weren't like, yo, what
I'm
the
sure,
fuck,
I'm
man?
Sure there was, like, three blind actors.
But no, there's, like,
they couldn't find their keyboard.
But there's movies and shows that have trans actors, but then that's not the character. Like, they're either playing a man or a woman. They're not trans in that.
Pull up a list of trans actors. I want to, because there are some that are out there, right? But
yeah, like Dispatches from Everywhere. You seen that? Or Dispatches from Anywhere? It's like FX's new show, Andre 3000, and a dude from How I Met Your Mom, How I Met Your Mother. Like, one of the actresses is a trans actor, but the trans person never discloses that information.
Is
it's never
she playing,
like,
a trans character? Or is she playing a straight character?
It's never up for discussion. It's whatever you want it to be.
I have no problem with that.
Yeah,
I have no issue. Who cares? You know. Now I also have no problem if she was portraying a straight woman. Who cares?
Get the fuck out, man.
Sorry, that
Chris
was my
Tucker
thumb slipping.
Chris.
But the problem is with this. Halle Berry is such an accomplished actress. Show me the female to male transgendered person that is going to bring that quality of talent.
Yeah.
That also bring that star power.
Yeah.
Show me that person.
Cher's son.
Let's see. These are all women. Keep on going down, but it's got to be
Laverne Cox.
What is the
Chaz Bono. There we go.
I think, wait, so it's supposed to be a person that
was a female, is a male.
Yes.
Oh, because I'd have been like, then Laverne Cox, Chaz Bono, I guess, if that's
yeah, but, I mean, we're talking about Halle fucking Berry, okay? Yeah. She's an Academy Award-winning actress. She has been a fucking, for 20 years, she's been a staple of leading roles, right?
Yeah.
So what you're doing is you're saying, like, okay, so fine, give it to a trans person. Now, nobody's going to watch this movie, okay? The idea is like you got to let trans people tell their own story. No, okay? You don't have to do anything. What you should want to do is if it's an incredible story, you should want as many people as possible to see this story, hear this story.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, you should want to get the absolute best actor possible to portray that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, this whole super fucking woke thing that's happening right now, and I think like, the counter to it is that, like, well, we're going to change society and then you'll start building out actors and actresses. I don't think so. I think they're going to just write less of those roles.
Yeah.
Because they're not available. It's like, what am I going to do? I need to write a role. I'm trying to write a fucking... This is a business. They're trying to make as much money as possible. Yeah. Okay? They're trying to write movies that people are going to come out and spend, you know, collectively millions of dollars to see in a weekend. And, you know, I just don't see the point of... I don't see the point of it. It's just a waste of energy that people have.
So the argument on the other side... is that if a non-trans person plays a trans role, it contributes to the idea that that's not actually a thing, that they're just a person in a costume playing another gender. They're not actually experiencing that.
That's the acting movie. That's what acting is.
Welcome to acting.
I agree.
If you've ever taken an acting class, I mean, this is some styles of acting, right? But, you know, when you hear, what do they call it?
Meisner? You're an ice cream cone.
Not Meisner. It might be Meisner, but where you live the fucking method acting, right?
Yeah.
That's a style of acting where you have to fucking understand that character and where they come from. You have to live it. And you have to get yourself in their headspace. And sometimes you say, all right, well, in order to, you know, feel whatever it is that this trans person is feeling, this moment of embarrassment, maybe they're in high school or whatever it is, right? You have to go to this place of your most fucking embarrassing moment and sort of connect with that emotion, mm-hmm. but maybe pull from four or five different emotions. Yeah. Good actors that have really good technique, there's a lot going on there. I fucking hate it. I hated acting, but I started taking some actual, you know, technique courses, and you realize how much goes in to acting. We were in the same acting class once, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
Remember how bad fucking, what's his name was?
So...
Oh my God! Why am I fucking blanking? Vlad.
Yeah.
And now he's fucking all over killing TV. It. Dude, Vlad was the worst actor in this class. It was hilarious. It was. And I remember thinking, I was like, wow, Vlad's really going for it. He wants to be an actor. Okay.
Yeah.
And now he's getting role after role because he did the work.
Yeah. Absolutely.
He put in the fucking work. It was not a natural ability. And I'm not trashing Vlad. I'm friendly with Vlad. Yeah, I'm not friends with him. You're friends with him. I'm not trashing him. I'm saying he became a really good actor and put in the work and did what you were supposed to do. It wasn't just a natural thing for him. I remember very specifically seeing how much he struggled in that class because it wasn't a technique class. It was an audition class, and he had never taken any technique class. He had never done anything. And then, he just put in that work, and now he's – what show is he on?
He's on Tommy, but I think that got canceled, so he's on something else now.
Yeah, he's doing great. I see him in stuff all the time. It's fucking awesome, and good for him.
Yeah.
I was unwilling to put in that type of work.
Yeah.
And I think that a good actor can really do anything. The idea of, like, you don't need to put somebody in blackface to portray, just because there's enough representation there.
What about that New Zealand actor that plays every Mexican and Hispanic out there? You know what I'm talking about? Bring him up.
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about, Shannon? His name is like Lewis in every single movie.
I don't know. I don't know who you're talking about, but yeah, I have no problem with that either. I mean, we are just coming to a place.
People don't get angry at that, though. That's what I'm saying.
This is a society of people who go bananas over it. Laverne Cox got in trouble for playing Dr. Frankenfurter in the Rocky Horror remake because they feel that the term transvestite is insulting.
Hold on. They remade Rocky Horror?
For Fox.
Him. This dude is every single Mexican in acting. He's not even Mexican.
he looks like he's Australian, by the way.
Yeah, but he's a Mexican in everything he plays. Yeah. And, like, where's the uproar about that shit? Yeah. I think people just got to... addicted to just complaining all the time, and they just don't let art be art and be like, oh, we appreciate you telling that story, and then moving on. And then,
yeah, just let it fucking let
or
it
make
be.
It yourself.
There was another thing where it's like, you know, wasn't there another story recently where the girl was like, oh, the one, there was an actor who they were trying to get into the scene, and the director told him to like be mean to her to make her cry.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't do it. It was Keanu Reeves. Keanu Reeves refused to be mean to somebody on set because the director, who, and I was like, ugh, it's fucking so gay. I mean, notorious. Had anyone the opportunity wants, to be mean to a woman.
If what anyone wants to this? Know why movies suck now, when they made The Exorcist, William Friedkin couldn't get the mom to get scared in the one scene, so he brought a loaded gun with him and went, action, and she turned around, and he shot it behind her head, and she went, ah! And it's in the movie.
Yes.
Or, like, he literally, like, throws her into a thing. Good. And broke her shoulder. Good. It's in the movie.
Get Good. The fuck out of here.
Yeah, they used to tell little kids that their dogs died on set to get them to cry. That was the go-to. It's like, oh, shit, the dog's dead. And then they would kill another dog that looked like that dog and show it to the kid to really get emotion out of them.
Kubrick ruined Shelley Duvall for The Shining. Can I be honest with you? Worth it.
Jesus Christ.
She was an intelligent, weird-looking but competent actress, and he literally made her do like 500 takes of shit, and now she's a monster.
Shannon, see if there's like a list of like sort of like crazy method acting type things in movies. So I bet there's a bunch of them where people did crazy
shit.
So
many directors used to beat the shit out of... Look... That's one movie did that to her.
Jesus Christ.
It wasn't Popeye. It was The Shining.
I didn't realize Shelley Duvall was that fucked up now.
Yeah, dude, she's a nightmare.
So there I was on the set of True Beverly Hills. I think that that's like, you know, and look, we are just kidding to a certain degree, but I think you got to fucking get into it. Like, you have to, you know...
I feel like you can't pay it no mind, and sometimes you just gotta like make the things you want to make.
Yeah, and it's not gender specific. Like, even in Die Hard, when they drop him off the building at the end, the bad guy, the way they got him to be scared like that, they're like, we're gonna drop you on three. One, and then they drop them. And that's why it looks like he's scared.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta fuck with people a little.
Yeah. I agree. I got no problem with that. For a good piece of art, crazy things actors have done to prepare for roles. Let's see. What do we got here, Shannon? Daniel Day-Lewis spent almost the entire shoot of My Left Foot in a wheelchair. That's just not crazy. It's lazy. It should be lazy things that people have done, Shannon. Christian Bale lost 60 pounds for The Machinist. Yeah, I heard that. Jamie Foxx gets his eyes glued shut to play Ray Charles and Ray. That's psychotic.
Yeah.
That's absolutely psychotic.
I know. You got the sunglasses on. My eyes would have been open the whole time. And
yeah, what are you doing? Ashton Kutcher ate only fruit to play Steve Jobs and Jobs and ended
up
in the hospital.
Oh, I thought he left his family and denied his daughter.
He denied his daughter's life.
Took credits for all his friends' accomplishments.
Leonardo DiCaprio slept in an animal carcass while filming. All right, it's fine. This isn't exactly what I was
looking
for.
Yeah, but this is all press.
Native Americans.
These are all things they did going, oh, everybody's going to be so impressed with me.
Yeah, of course.
Not crazy shit somebody did.
Yeah, I want to see a director have a gang start to rape a woman just to get that moment and then be like, action, go. That's what I want.
Like, action, go. Now you're mad about your order.
Yeah.
You seen the birds? They're throwing.
No, the waitress got your order wrong. Yeah. Action.
In the birds, they're just throwing birds at that lady.
Yeah.
Like, they're live birds and they're like pitching them at her face.
Okay, guys, let's take a moment and talk about Spider Advanced CBD lotions and balms from CBD Universe. CBD Universe has a million different brands, the best, highest quality CBD on the planet. After my training sessions, I've been using the Spider Muscle Balm, which contains 800 milligrams of CBD, which is stronger than many, many other brands. No soreness. It smells great. It has eucalyptus and menthol in it as well. Menthol, Monroe. I know you get excited when you hear menthol, so you could even use it. They have a bunch of different amazing products. For topicals, I always go with Spider brand. They really do have amazing topicals. The body lotion is incredible as well. It smells incredible. If you guys don't know, CBD is the non-psychoactive chemical in marijuana or hemp. It is legal in 50 states. It does not get you high. It has been known to help get your body back in homeostasis. Getting your body back to performing at its highest capacity helps with everything from anxiety to muscle soreness to inflammation, other more serious things. My aunt uses the topical creams for her osteoarthritis, which she's had for years, and it's literally the only thing that helps her. She loves it, okay? So right now, all you got to do is go to cbduniverse.com, and at checkout, use promo code RAP20. We're going to save you 20% off your entire order right now. cbduniverse.com. Use that promo code RAP20. Go grab some amazing spider topical CBD lotions and make yourself feel better. All right, let's get back into it. The world's gone crazy. The whole cartoon thing, which we've talked about, where they're worrying about people, you know, having the right skin color to represent a cartoon character, it just becomes so silly. And what I think what you're going to deal with is you're going to just see people. I think you're going to have less roles available for black actors. If you're going to start putting people just in that role where you're like, well, you if you're black, you're playing that role. If you're Indian, you're playing that role. It's like, yeah, maybe they'll write a few more cartoons and a few more shows where they're representing.
Yeah.
But probably not. I think that they're probably just going to fucking.
I say mix it up. I say what makes it fair is if you have just a diverse group of people playing whatever. If you have a black dude doing a white voice, like there's black guys out there that can do voices of females, like hire them.
Of course.
They don't have to be, and the character doesn't have to be black.
Bart Simpson was a woman, obviously. Yeah. That's a famous one. Darth Vader, the voice of Darth Vader was James Earl Jones. You know, Darth Vader was not black.
Yeah, okay? Like Cree Summers plays most of, like,
that
would have
really
up,
fucked up Luke. Yeah. Like, Luke, I am your father.
Get the fuck out of here! I can't
fuck. He just fucking Hari carries himself
starts
with his lightsaber.
Using the N-word so much now. It's like, I can say that shit. My dad's black. Like Cree Summer, you know Cree Summer. She played. She did a bunch of voices on like Rugrats. Well, she did all the black characters. She did Foxy Cleopatra, Susie, and like a bunch of other.
Oh, it's a black chick that did Susie.
Yeah, good. But. Yeah, that's dope, but I also allow her to do voices of other characters that are not black, too. It's cartoons. Like,
oh, of course.
It's your
so you're saying she just did black.
Yeah, there's certain people, like Phil Lamar from Mad TV is every black cartoon character.
And to me, that's unfair. I get that, a white person is doing a black character, but also let black characters do other characters.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Well, I think you should just pick the best voice actors possible for it.
There's no such thing if a black voice, like this voice. Close your eyes. It could be Asian, right? I don't know.
No, you're pretty black.
This is a black
dark skinned
right
Dominican.
Yo, mira. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that I don't know if I was voicing a cartoon.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even look at the person's face. Their skin color would literally make absolutely no difference. I wouldn't even want to because if I was producing a cartoon and it was a human being, I would feel like seeing their headshot and seeing the person would paint. Sort of what their voice was like for me as it is. Yeah. I would want to, and I bet you producers of cartoons do it blind. Yeah. I bet you they do not look at the person's face or skin color or anything when they're picking who they're choosing, unless it's like a famous person or a person that's like accredited. But if a person's accredited, they're getting it for that reason.
I think they do. I think because in most cartoons, the creator also does most of the voices anyway.
Hmm.
So then there's only like a couple of voices left, and then they're giving those to their friends. Like the people who created Rick and Morty, they do the majority of the voices, and then there's other people that come in and do it.
So now they got to be friends with black people. Come on.
Yeah.
This fucking woke culture's crazy.
You can't go get a cheesesteak once in a while to help me?
I think that's the case with a lot of the old, like, Simpsons Family Guy. It's like five really talented people did all those voices.
Yeah.
And then there was a couple other people that did, like, peripheral. South Park. That's all the two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just, it's becoming a thing where these, I don't trust these brands, right? Yeah. So when a brand makes this big public statement and say, we are no longer hiring white people to portray black characters, I don't trust that brand. I immediately go like, God damn it. Look what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're using the movement to market themselves. Mm-hmm. It doesn't fucking matter because they can be, I'll hire a black person. Why not? It doesn't matter. So, but they use the moment to go, look, everyone, let's take advantage of this so we can get a little bit of press, a little bit of media. It's dishonest.
Family Guy announced it, and I think 80% of people went, Cleveland's white?
That's hilarious.
But to me, that was like, I loved the Cleveland show, but then at a certain point, I'm like, all right, maybe Cleveland, the character, should have been black since you're doing jokes about black culture.
Yeah.
And it's, and I don't know if the writers on the show is black, but if you got all white writers writing a show about a black family, then it just becomes their perspective.
Right. It becomes, it becomes white people making fun of black
people. Exactly.
Which I get that. I completely, and that perspective is very real. Mm-hmm. And I don't know the writing staff of the Cleveland show. I'm assuming it's a comparable writing staff to Family Guy.
Yeah.
I'm assuming there's gonna be a lot of white people on it. But that is somewhat interesting. I didn't really, you don't really consider that.
Yeah.
Because it is a ton of jokes about him being black and sort of them acting, you know, generically black.
Yeah.
What was that other show with like the little black kids?
Which ones?
Who was, they were
Baby's Kids?
Wayne Head?
No, but Baby's Kids. Baby's Kids, if that was written by white people, that's awesome. If Baby's Kids was written
four
by
Jewish writers,
just fucking.
Which one? What network did it come on? How old is it?
I don't think Samuel Jackson was involved.
Not the PJs. That's Fox. That's like the 90s.
They were almost. It was almost drawn like Asian like style, but they were black kids.
The Boondocks.
Boondocks.
Oh, but the Boondocks. Now that was a black cast and a black creator. There's Aaron Magruder.
Yeah.
And then the dude from like Reno 911. He plays a character, John Witherspoon. Fucking Regina King plays does the voices of Riley and Huey, which is dope. She's a woman doing two male voices.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
It's all just people are looking for something to be upset about every single day, and all of these brands, they just fall in line. I'm walking through the airport and I'm like, it's crazy. And this is not, look, let me just preface this by saying I got no problems with Black Lives Matter. I'll tell you right now, Monroe. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you to your face. I got no beef with Black Lives Matter. I like
Why
Black
would
Lives.
You?
I enjoy.
But now I think he does have a problem. When you go, I have no problem with this specific group of people. Chicken, turkeys, rabbit,
you name it. I'll take a knee. I'll take a knee right now.
Get on my knee. Get on that knee.
Monroe, I'm sorry for being half white. I'm sorry for my half whiteness. Just so you know, okay?
Do you apologize to your mom. Don't apologize to me.
My mom is dead. You know that.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
God damn it.
Well, go cry. I'll
apologize for being half white right now, okay? White people are the devil. And I've been saying that for as long as I can fucking remember.
Okay, I know you mean that as an insult. It's pretty fucking cool.
Fucking hell yeah, dude.
White people
dude,
devil.
Fucking
like,
white
yeah.
people crushing it.
White devil the word. White people rule.
Utter devils.
They're so devilish and cool.
I think, go ahead. I'm listening to you, though, because I think that's the...
I'm walking through the airport the other day, okay?
Blacks everywhere. Sorry.
No, I look down. They've painted the entire fucking airport floor, hashtag Black Lives Matter. And I'm going, what is going on here?
That's how they were telling you your flight was going to be late.
Right at the end of it, it's just like all flights canceled.
It's crazy. Okay, I have no problem with it, but it's like what happened here where it was sort of like this movement with a bunch of kids that were trying to get a message out to where it's become this corporatized thing.
That's what happened to it. The corporations got a hold of it, like Pepsi and stuff. And
it's not real.
But people don't understand that like with basically being like pushed out there to the media with mainstream media, the wrong people are going to jump on board and do the wrong thing with it. And also like have the wrong information. They're going to mislead people. Like, should Black Lives Matter be spray painted in the airport? I don't think so. I don't like.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's just not. Yeah. I know the airport doesn't care. I know the CEO.
But they're doing it to appease their black staff. That way they can
I don't think
they're
doing two pieces of black staff. I think they're doing it to...
then it would be insecurity.
Yes.
It's everywhere. They're like, look, we got a lot of people claiming this.
It's all TWA.
Go ahead, I'm listening though.
Yeah, shit. So, but it's just, it becomes this thing where it is just them trying to go, look, we're cool, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just, I don't know, I just look at that as so the opposite of fucking cool. Yeah. I see it's so transparent and it's so just trying to use a movement to show that not to sympathy to show anything else, but just so you can fucking make sure that your dollars and cents are moving in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
So, do me a favor, Dylan, try to find the video of the woman pulling the gun on the black chick. I didn't see this video yet completely. Mm-hmm. I saw it sort of peripherally, and my new least favorite thing in the world is the word Karen.
Like when people call people Karens.
Well, you got an aunt named Karen, and now you just feel offended.
I got two ex-girlfriends named Karen. Okay. No, I don't. It's just so condescending and so.
It's supposed
like,
to be. It's like when white people do the Tyrone thing, the stereotypical black name. It's supposed to have the same feeling.
Yeah, but if white people were going into the hood and saying whatever Tyrone,
that's a thing.
They'd kill them.
No, that's not true.
Doggy.
Everybody,
doggy.
Like,
white
dude.
People are herbs. What are you talking about? Where are these tough-ass, fucking badass white people that are walking into the hood being like, yo, watch this. What up, Tyrone? Remember we talked about the game Spoons where the white kids, the rumor would be that white kids would take a spoon and then throw it at a black guy. Mm-hmm. And if it misses, they got to get the spoon. If it hits him, they get to run.
Yeah.
No white kids were playing that game. That's like a fucking miss. Like,
somebody played it.
One guy played it, and he never told the story. Everyone that watched him play it told that story, okay?
Yeah.
And just typically, white people are not that ballsy.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the white person walking up to black people in the hood being like...
I think you're like people get like confused. Like, it's not...
I think
it's not
more
a
of a
white,
thing you
black
say.
Thing. It's a racist, non-racist thing. And people... make it black and white. Like, everybody knows all black people don't hate white people, and everybody knows all white people don't hate black people. But they instead of saying racist and non-racist, they just go white, black, white, black, white, black. And now, everybody does shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, that's annoying. Like, everybody starts to be like, well, white people don't do this. Or white. It was like, we all do the same shit. It's all about how you grew up, where you grew up. We all do the same shit.
When you call the cleaning lady Consuela or whatever, there's just certain names that you would
but
use.
Yes, people will call cleaning lady Consuela because she's not going to beat her ass.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, typically, white people aren't going into the hood and saying, look at this Tyrone right here. Look at this Tyrone. Look how mad he's getting.
If white people that lived in the hood, they're just white people who live in the hood understand the culture of being poor, and they don't do stupid shit. But maybe. There are...
I don't
white
think
kids that do stupid shit.
Here's what I'll say. The counter to that is this, okay? Because there is, but white people are slicker about it, okay? Look, black people will straight up go up to a woman, be like, whatever, Karen.
Yeah.
And she's like, you fucking nigger, what the fuck are you? He's like, he's going to say, Karen, I fucking dare you. She's a fucking monkey motherfucker. Yeah. And she can't do anything. She's got to just take it on camera. And then some of these people are losing their minds, as anybody would. If you came up, put a camera on my face and started just condescending, being like, whatever, Juan.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, what did you just say?
Yeah.
I don't care about the word Juan, right? But just the context of what they're doing. It's like, so what? So do something, Juan. What are you going to? I'm going to probably fight that person or freak out or whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
So what you'll see white people would do for a long time,
mm-hmm.
and they would rarely get called out on this, but this is one of the most racist things they would do. There are entire YouTube channels, and there are YouTube stars and careers that have been built off of just trolling black people into fucking freaking out in the hood, right?
Yeah.
So it would be like, they'd be like, they use the word nickel. Remember, it was one like that. They were like... Yeah. Something like, I hate nickels, or he said something like that, right? And as a black guy would walk by, and then be like, what'd you say? I was like, nickels, what?
Yeah.
And then he'd try to get him to freak out and fight him. Usually they'd get punched in the video, and the video would get like 2 million hits, right?
Yeah.
That's what that is. That's essentially, they would do that, but it was hidden. It was like, they would do it in the form of a fucking...
Prank show.
Remember, they would like grab...
Just because you got a camera doesn't make it better.
No, it's terrible. It's actually, it's weirdly worse because I think you're sort of tricking black people into, they're not, black people aren't pussies. This is the difference, right? So black people aren't going to just be called Karen.
Mm-hmm.
Black people take that person's head and they smash it into a wall and then they take their fucking phone from them and take their sneakers and throw them across the street. I mean, there's a million of those videos. Half time they're fake, but it's just a different thing, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I think that it's probably worse because you're sort of putting that young black kid at risk to commit a crime. You're sort of goading him into... It's just the way it is. Like, you just... Certain people aren't going to just fucking take it.
Can I be honest? When you said there's viral videos of going to the hood and making black people freak out, I really thought you were going to say, by doing magic.
Oh, that too, yeah. Go do a sleight of hand magic trick in front of a black person and see what happens.
That's so funny.
It's true. That's it. So, but no, I think that... There's different forms of it, but no, I don't think it's the exact same thing. And I don't think that there is an equivalent of sort of that whole, like, Karen thing that they do, mm-hmm. where they pull out the phone and they go, all right, Karen, whatever, Karen, calm down, yeah. Karen. Oh, oh my God. Shannon, imagine that. Imagine somebody's like, calm down, Karen. Just calm down.
Shannon's not a Karen. Shannon's a Becky.
Shannon's no, Becky, I'm, barely. Shannon's just hanging on to the Becky threads
she's
right now.
She's a Karen.
No, I take those as like very derogatory terms. It's just like another racial term to call somebody that's derogatory.
That's funny, and it's like a meme now, mm-hmm. you know?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I think.
But Karen is a specific type of person. I think you're missing a point of that. Like, Karen is somebody who's already in the act of doing something
I'm a
fucked
Karen.
Up.
By the way, like, I will complain about
yeah.
shit.
Then you can't be mad when people call you out on this.
If somebody called me a Karen, I'd fucking snap their phone in half.
But that's what that is.
Dude,
it's not like
a Karen at restaurant. I'd yeah. like my coffee first, and then I would like my soda to come out with my meal.
Yeah.
I like my food hot, so.
Oh, my God. I'm such a Karen. I like hot food. Mm. Sorry.
It's a Karen is basically how you go about, like, getting what you want. Like, if you're polite about it.
It's the person who has to speak to the manager constantly.
So what do yeah. you call a black person who...
hold on.
Black people aren't allowed to speak to the manager. They just don't allow to do
Are
it.
Are you crazy? No. Let me tell you something. Look,
if I went, yo, can I speak to the manager? Like, he's not here.
Why can't we have this
yeah,
honest...
Yeah, I see him right there.
Why can't we have this honest conversation? Right? So look, hey, look, I'm in the middle. I'm Hispanic, so I'm telling you right now. This
Man
is an
in
honest
the middle,
conversation.
You grow white.
Doggy, yeah, okay, so...
I forgot you.
So, hold on. Dylan, have you worked in the restaurant industry ever? You have.
Yes.
You look like a fucking
I worked at
a waitress.
No, I worked at a rooftop bar that was in a hotel that also had a restaurant downstairs. So I did half-half. Shut up. I know I talk too much.
No, it's okay. You're doing great. So here's what I'm saying, though, okay? And Shannon, you've worked as a bartender as well. Waitress in the past?
Not really. More bartender.
Okay. Where? Long Island?
Staten Island.
Staten Island, Brooklyn, Manhattan.
So here's the thing, okay?
What's up? Go ahead.
Karens are not the problem.
Karens okay? are not, yes.
Yeah, Shannon, yeah. what are we talking about here? Let's have an honest conversation here. If you get a table of Karens mm-hmm. or a table of fucking Tyrones,
yeah.
who are you more nervous about? Dylan, what do you say here?
100% the Karens.
You don't like the Karens.
I'm going to get complaints.
Exactly.
I'm going to get food sent back, and I'm going to get a shitty-ass tip.
Yo.
The
Tyrones table, are going to tip well.
Tyrones are going to... I hate that. Why are you making me say this?
Yeah.
They're going to... It's going to be fun. They're going to have fun, especially at a rooftop bar. Wow.
Dylan is a fuck.
Dude, because you're wrong. So I've always said when I get to the point where I can like sell out audiences and all that shit. And
I will
can,
start tipping.
And I'll have a bouncer. And I will have a female bouncer, right? I will have a female security guard. Because
I'll
one
fuck
of the
her
main,
up, doggy. I'm going to headbutt your security guard in the face and just walk
would,
on stage
I would
while
get
you're
like
on stage.
A Ronda
wearing
Rousey
her wig.
Because no one, like every comedy show I had, no one checks white women. Black women don't really act up when they're out like that unless it's like they're really being fucked with. But white women, if it's not going their way or something's be despite if everybody else is laughing, everybody else
in
is
the
having
worst
fun,
case scenario, a white
white women are the worst.
You're
gonna
get a Yelp review.
In
the worst case scenario,
no.
you have bar stools flying across the restaurant and
that's a lie.
And knife fights.
Well, then stop
I guess
doing
we go
shows
to the
at
wrong
Denny's.
Place. Yeah, I guess we go to the wrong spots. White women are the worst. You're fine. Like you're good. White women are the worst audience members because no one checks them. No
I'm
one
saying audience
them.
Members. Audience, you're right about this.
They're the worst patrons.
They're
the worst.
Say that they are the worst audience members for sure. Black, Hispanic audience members.
They're the
are
worst
incredible.
Audience members. Black, they're the worst customers.
Black and Hispanic people are the best audience members in the world. One second, Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were to go to a wait staff member
mm-hmm.
of that establishment.
Yes.
And ask them, like, oh, who did you like? They don't care that the black and the Hispanic people laugh the hardest. They don't care yeah. that the fucking white chick in the back sat there with her arms folded. They give a fuck about who's tipping,
yeah.
who's not walking out on their fucking bills,
mm-hmm.
who's not being fucking rowdy mm-hmm. and causing problems.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you right now, Dylan's a fucking cuck.
No, you're
bitch.
Just, you're being
Dylan
angry.
Dylan got cucked by Monroe
so
right on the
her.
Show right now.
So then ask her. Then ask
Shannon,
Shannon,
I mean, what are we talking about here?
Hey, you're Shannon, gonna... the night your bar got shot up.
Bunch of Karens.
Right?
Wall
remember...
to wall Karens.
Go ahead.
It was Karen night.
Go.
Karen night's very dangerous.
Because here, this
dude,
is
bingo a... halls yeah. around the country, yeah. it is just violent.
Dude, this is
Karen
this...
Sundays? Woo!
Here's the difference. Here's the difference.
Have you gone to a pottery barn on a Saturday afternoon? It is the most dangerous place you could be.
Here's the difference. When you with black, you can differentiate hood and not hood, because those are two different personalities. The person from the hood,
I would rather
will
hood
destroy
person.
A spot.
Uppity black sucks. Uppity black is the worst, dude. You're like, you know, just I hate it. You ever deal with some fucking black people that think they're better than everybody?
They should. It's also how they draw police sketches first. Hood or no hood?
Look, there's hood, there's hood, and then there's not hood. But with white, you can't differentiate that up front. You can't be like, what the fuck is this person's problem? Where they're from? What's their background?
You
can't.
I can tell white trash garbage. Maybe you can.
It ain't even white trash that caused the problem.
Let me pause.
It ain't even white trash that caused the problem.
Monroe, 1 second. We have figured out. We're at an impasse right here.
Yeah.
Okay? Black people can't tell the difference between white people. White people can't tell the difference between black people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is an issue. They can be subcategorized. And this is, I think, a major issue that we're having just culturally, because white people, they're like, oh, we love black people.
Yeah.
White people, you don't love black people. You love a certain type of black person, mm-hmm. okay? That's what they like. And once they had to deal with real black people mm-hmm. and people from fucking actual poor neighborhoods.
Why is that considered real black? Don't even make no fucking sense.
No, but it is. I mean, when you really consider.
Not, because real black, there's no such thing of real black. It's like you're hood or you're not hood. Me and Derek grew up. Derek grew up in the suburbs, but no one is going
you
to be
Derek
like.
You and Derek are both real black, and when I say
but
that,
we had two different. Back. Derek grew up in the suburbs.
You are what
I
you are.
I grew up bouncing around, but
you are what
I'm
you
not
are.
A hood black person.
You're not. You're not hood, but you have enough. You have enough fucking je ne sais quoi.
No, I don't know what
you
it
have
is.
Enough je ne sais quoi that it. You know. You're real black. I don't know what other way to describe it, okay?
Yeah.
You're real black. Who is not a real black that we know?
You can't say shit.
I can say, I can say it right now. Let's figure it out. Let's get to the bottom of this.
Victor Varnado. Played it safe.
But the Carlton fucking, you know, Will Smith, Fresh Prince, you know who I'm talking about. That's what I'm saying.
But that's what I'm trying to explain to you is that you'll go, like, when you see people who cause discrepancies, it's a specific type. It's specific type of people, regardless if they're black or white. It's usually people who grew up in a certain area who's used to getting shit a certain way or not getting shit. So when you go out to a comedy club.
Forget comedy club.
Even when I go up, a restaurant. People
you do not want
see,
a table of Tyrone's
people,
over a table of Karen's.
I would take a table of Tyrone's over a table of Karen's. You know why?
Because even black people
you're
won't.
Making friends. At least I would say this about.
I'd rather make money.
Look, you'll make friends. They'll have a lot more fun with you. And yeah, that the whole stereotype, I think it's a stereotype about tipping. I've been the rowdy group. And we still fucking hit you off nice, right?
573 Gasline. Have you waited tables? Are you a waitress?
Honest question, though.
What?
Do you think you and your friends?
One second. Just 573 Gasline. If you guys have waited tables, I want to know your experience with middle-aged white women or.
And that's the problem. You keep saying middle-aged white women. Like, a Karen has no age. You can be a teenage Karen. A Karen is
That's a Becky. I thought there's different terms.
No. Becky is just a white girl that sucks dick and fucks a lot of people. That's what a Becky is.
Love Beckys.
A Karen is somebody who. Will
Becky Trent.
Elevate the issue.
Becky Trent.
You said you like who?
He said Becky Trent.
Oh, that's so funny. Karen is somebody who will elevate the issue that something that was this big and they'll make it bigger.
Yeah, I'm a major Karen. Me.
So, for instance, the lady who called the cops on the black dude who was bird watching because he told her to put away the dog. She's a Karen because instead of just putting away the dog or walking to another part
he's
of
also
the park,
a herb. She sucked, yes, but he's also a herb for saying put away your dog. Stop being
you
a pussy.
Gotta because the part of the park. Is where people birdwatch. Like that's
Monroe,
where that
you
was
go
specific
to the
part
park,
of the park.
If you go to the park, this is crazy. This is what I'm saying, though.
I'm saying,
he's
but that,
acting like a Karen. He's birdwatching and telling somebody to put their dog on a leash.
Yeah, because the part of the park he was at
will
is specifically for birdwatching, and they have a sign that says "put your dog."
They
on
have
a leash.
Sign in every park that
no,
says "put away your leash." If you go to Harlem right now, it is pit bulls running around attacking children,
but
just nonstop. Nobody says anything because white people are fucking pussies.
But in that specific part of the park. It says put your dog on the leash because this is where people bird watch. That part. If he was doing that and she wasn't in a part of the park where people bird watching signs wasn't up, then
Monroe,
he would be wrong.
Stop defending a bird watching, motherfucker.
I'm not. I'm just saying, like,
say where I grew up, and I grew up in a mixed race block, Railroad Avenue, mm-hmm. mostly Hispanic, a few black kids, a couple white kids that were straight up white garbage, right?
And if you didn't know anybody that bird watched, you were deprived.
If we met some black kid that was like, "Yo, I'm gonna go watch birds in the park," we would kill him. We would wear his skull as a helmet to let other bird watchers know not to come near Railroad fucking Avenue. That's crazy.
Look.
So fucking
I'm explaining
punk-ass
you
fucking
what a Karen is.
Bitch ass bird watcher. He sucks too. She sucks.
Yeah,
yes. Okay.
But that's
she,
what a Karen is. A Karen is somebody who uses their whiteness or not yeah, who uses their whiteness to kind of get what they want. So that situation, if somebody like if I walked in here, right? And let's say, like, it will never happen to me because I just know how to get myself out of situations. But basically, white women who use their whiteness as a way to escalate the problem instead of just being like, all right, I'm not going to get what
it's
I
not
want.
It's escalating the problem so much. Is they're going to use their privilege, their white privilege, in order to get what they want out of the situation. I don't know if it's necessarily to escalate the problem. Let me see the manager.
Mm-hmm.
It's a white woman. Mm-hmm. This person spoke to me in a very negative way. You know,
that's not a Karen. The Karen would be the person that goes, fuck going to the, even if the manager goes, sorry, we can't give you what you want. Then going past that manager and going, well, I'm going to cause a scene. That's a Karen. Like, if you ask to speak to the manager, there's nothing wrong with that. I ask to speak to the manager. My wife asked to speak to the
manager.
You have
a very
manager.
Specific definition of Karen.
Because it's a very specific
people
definition of what a Karen
people,
is.
No, people are calling people Karens
that's
for just
being
a white
dumb.
Woman. Yeah.
But that's because they're being dumb. But the actual Karen is somebody who can't take no for an answer and they have to get what they want.
Well, Louis
that's
definitely never takes no for an
yeah.
answer.
A Karen is somebody who goes, oh, can I speak to the manager? And the manager goes, sorry, we can't help you out. And now they cause a problem for everybody. That's what a Karen is.
Okay. Well,
now
right,
you
so
don't want to deal with that person.
The woman that did call the cops on that guy with the dog.
She's a fucking Karen.
She's been charged with a crime.
Because she was, that's animal cruelty. She's basically
is that what she was charged
her.
With?
Yeah, because she's strangling a fucking dog.
I thought she was charged with. Like making a false claim.
Well, you yeah, you're being well. Her dog was taken
like
away.
Wasting 911's call.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you get usually they pay you. I mean, not pay you, but you got to pay whenever you misuse 911. But I'm glad they're fucking charging people real, like charging people for calling the cops for unnecessary shit.
Yeah,
she was
no, I agree
with
falsely
that. Falsely reporting an incident in the third degree.
Yeah, she said she was being attacked. How you gonna be attacked by a bird watcher? See, and that's a Karen. That's a specific type of person.
The okay. inflection in her voice in that call
changed
when she says, there's an African American man."
Mm-hmm.
You know exactly the inflection she's saying. She's going, "Hey, I'm on the phone with the Black Eye Killers right now."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hello, Black Eye Killers.
Like what she happened? Knew what she was doing.
Pull up the video of the woman who pulled the gun on the black family. And I want there's a short video and there's a long video. I want to see the short video first. I have not seen this, but I heard there's a longer video that tells a different story. So we are actually seeing this.
Unless they pulled a gun out on her, there's no need to pull a gun out on an unarmed person. Unless they went,
let's.
Oh my god!
Unless they have a gun out, then there's no need for her to have a gun out.
She's got very, she's got good trigger discipline. Fingers off the trigger.
Get away!
Yeah.
She got the gun on me. He wanted to hit me with the car. Call him. I'm telling. Get the license plate now, because you were never about to hit me with the damn car.
Don't you
hit me with the car?
You.
Both of y'all put the guns on me, okay?
I got it. Don't you. Jump behind
no, I ain't jumping behind your girl.
Your
husband was
hitting
me.
Now, what this white lady is doing is she's using the language to, she knows how to play the game. Don't you jump behind my car. You can obviously see that no one's jumping behind the car. They got a fucking camera in her hand. She's using the language.
No, I think she was saying that they jumped behind her car before.
No, she's saying, don't you jump behind my car. Like, that's present tense.
Okay.
So, basically, she's using the language that, yeah, if this shit goes viral, then I have the benefit of the doubt. These people are rushing me. These people are running towards me. But unless they had a gun out, there's absolutely no need to pull a gun out on somebody.
If you
grew up in the hood, and when motherfuckers, and the number one rule is, if you pull a gun out on somebody, you got to use it. There's absolutely no need to pull a gun out unless you're about to use it.
I agree, and I think that people shouldn't be able to just have guns at their hip for that exact reason.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I need to see the other video because I heard something else that's involved in this story, and I'll even say it before. I heard that this woman's pregnant,
mm-hmm. And the one with the gun?
Yeah. So here's the deal. Mm-hmm. And this is what I'm just being very clear about this. If my wife is pregnant mm-hmm. and somebody attacks me in any way, I don't care.
He's in the car.
Let me say this. But let me say this. I don't know. I don't know about the guy. I'm just saying me personally.
Yeah.
If my wife is pregnant, that's my child, and somebody's being threatening toward my wife.
Yeah.
And I have a gun.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what color they are. Mm-hmm. I'm pulling my gun out. Doesn't matter what color I am. It's not about being a Karen or being white or black or whatever. It's about get the fuck away from my kid or I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
Simple as that. And that's the only thing that I heard. So I want to see the other video. But I agree with you that you should never just pull a gun on somebody for the sake of pulling a gun on somebody. But if she's pregnant, I have to you have to understand that, dude. When you have kids, you'll have kids one day. Mm-hmm. You're going to agree with this. If somebody tried to attack your kid, if somebody tries to attack my kid, I'm going to fucking cut their head off with a butter knife.
Absolutely.
I don't give a fuck. Doesn't give a fuck.
Absolutely.
So if that's the case, I have to give this person the benefit of the doubt. The idea that people are just, you know, something happened here, right? So even just using my powers of deduction, right?
Yeah.
Person pulls out a gun. Now you got your camera in their face going like, what? Why are you pulling a gun? Why are you pulling that's a little crazy as well.
It's not because they're pulling crazy. Because I think you kind of missed the narrative on why people pull out their cameras. They pull out their cameras to kind of go look at this situation. I'm armed with a camera and they're armed with a gun. Like, that's the narrative right there.
That's not always the case. So people pull out their cameras. I mean, everybody pulls out their cameras for everything.
Like,
if there's a car accident,
like
there's
this.
A fight, there's other people pulling out their cameras right now watching it. You know, that's just sort of the perverse society we live in right now. So let me play the other video because I want to see it. And I don't want to come off like I'm just defending this woman. I'm just saying, like, if I'm a pregnant woman and somebody is coming at me in a threatening way, you know, you have to give somebody the benefit of the doubt because of that. But play the rest of the video. Go ahead.
Wants to violate a 15-year-old.
No, I'm asking a question. She's a child.
She bumped into me when
so she did something wrong. She needs to apologize. If she did,
this ignorant woman bumped into a 15-year-old.
Correct.
And you're on camera.
Okay.
You're feeling threatened.
Okay, we're going.
No, mom.
I got this.
You're blocking me from getting
my
car. No, we weren't. No, we weren't. No, we weren't. You're ignorant. She's ignorant. She's very ignorant.
Dumbass bitch. Yeah, I said it. You say something, I'll beat your white ass. Do something. Please.
Who the fuck do you think you guys are?
Who do you think you are?
Your wife think you are?
You called her name. Yeah. She did nothing to you.
Yeah, I did it. No, you didn't. You're very racist and ignorant.
You're racist because you're calling.
No, you bumped it. She bumped it too.
Why would you bump her?
No one's
racist. Why would you bump her?
I care about you, and I'm sorry if you bumped into her. No one is racist.
If you didn't,
I'm sorry if you had something like that happen. Ignorant. Very. Ma, watch.
Now this is where the people, I know what happened here.
She got behind the car.
No, but this is what I'm saying. I'm saying now this is the down. You can pause it.
Pause. Or we know what happens from there.
So we know what happens from there. So now this is where you see the black people weaponizing it. Mm-hmm. You see those two ladies weaponizing this whole situation. They got their phone out, and they're taking something that could have. So what?
She bumped into her.
So what? In my mind, I'm like, so what that they bumped into you? Just keep it moving. It don't have to be
a thing.
You don't have to make it a thing. Say, yo, you bumped into my daughter, and then keep it moving. But to sit there and stand in somebody's face and curse them out and
to get behind their car as they're trying to leave.
Was
this woman confirmed to be pregnant?
I mean, if she's not, but she's
a nasty tummy.
Yeah, she is gross.
Doggy, I mean, look, you have to understand, like, here's my problem with
these
videos.
You're going to get people who weaponize shit like that.
My problem with these videos, and this is, I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
You see it. You saw the one video that gets put out, and you go,
and you're
going
to see that, and you're going to, but the thing is, I'm glad you get both sides of the videos, and people who are smart will go, all right, it don't have to be the a problem war, but these people.
The problem is you don't. Wrong. So you saw that video, and you never even got the other side of the video because the next video came out, and the next news came out, and there was no follow-up.
Yeah.
So, and you see this happen so many times. So this viral moment happens. This woman, I believe she was arrested.
Yeah. Which one? The one that pulled
the white
gun?
Woman, yeah. Because now
if you pull the gun, you have to fucking use it. Like, you have to shoot
that
person.
No, that's crazy.
No, I'm telling you.
No, you shouldn't
like,
kill somebody if you don't have to.
You don't
to.
Have to shoot them, but in most...
If I'm pregnant, my concern is this. You have the you have these two women that are fucking saying, I'll beat your fucking ass. Now she gets behind the car. She hits the car as you're trying to back up.
Yeah.
She's going to hit me. Yeah. If she hits me in the stomach, my baby is dead. It's
but
a
that's
fragile,
a specific type of. But back to what I was saying.
But
before.
This isn't a normal story. You don't see white women typically pulling guns on black women in parking lots. This
I know,
is very
but I'm
rare.
Saying this is a specific type of person versus another specific type of person. Me, I can identify that these people are hood. These people
for
are
sure.
hood, and hood people do what Karens do: escalate the situation versus. Walk away.
Well, that's
versus
sort of what
going,
I'm saying.
You
it's
know
not,
what?
It's
this
not,
is something
but
I
what do you call a
hood?
You can't besides the N word.
Hood. Hood.
But hood's even racist now.
Because you can't, technically like, they escalate the situation.
They escalate the situation.
But
the
hood.
Hold on, give it to them.
Good.
Zach. But hood is the, like, you heard Chris Rock's bit. And that's why black people love that bit. Because we know the difference between hood.
Oh, buddy. We like it too. Trust me.
But we know the difference between hood and not hood. And it's fine to be, it's like, yeah, it's fine to be like, oh, that person is hood. But when you group everybody in together and you don't care to even see the differences, that's the problem.
Of course.
So you got a hood person versus a person who's like, yo, no, I'm not racist. This, that, and the third. And these people are trying to escalate it. They got their phone out because they want to go viral.
They sure.
And that's the problem
and they
with
did,
the internet.
And they
too.
Did. But it's also like, I mean, this woman in that moment, like, you see them, you're like, all right, well, fuck it.
Yeah.
It's on. And it's she's obviously military or something like that. Like, you tell her stance, she's like, oh, this bitch shoots guns. So you know she will hit you. And it's like, I just feel like, can you give me a follow-up on that? Was a woman pregnant and was she arrested? Please try to find it.
He was arrested.
She was
I'm
arrested.
Trying to find out if she's pregnant.
That's crazy. I mean,
you still shouldn't pull a gun out on somebody who didn't pull a gun out on
if
you.
If you're pregnant and that's the only way to get them
to I'd rather
away from
hit
you.
Them with the car. I'd rather be like, all right, fuck it, hit them with the car. They got footage.
Well, let me say, it's people that are responsible gun owners, and I don't believe that people should have guns. I've been very against people.
I don't agree with that. I think people should have guns.
I think that it's just, there's too many irresponsible dickheads. There's a moment where also where somebody goes crazy.
Yeah.
And they lose control, right? There's a moment that somebody's fucking, they deal with some tragedy, and now they have their gun already, right? So I think there's too many problems with, and there's too many irresponsible people in the world, but we live in a world where people do have guns.
Yeah.
And people that, you know, have guns and they have them responsibly. I think that, you know, I think she was sort of acting responsibly in that sense. Like, if you pull out your gun in that moment, she was trying to protect herself and she was letting them know, like, hey, if you come near me, I'm going to be forced to fucking shoot you. And I don't know that she would have done that if she wasn't pregnant. I'm sure she'll get off. I'm sure she. But the problem is now is they have to immediately arrest these people. Anything that goes viral, they have to arrest them. Otherwise, they're afraid that that mall's going to get burnt down. And they're going to fucking, you know, shoot. They're going to fucking, drive a car through the Denny's window.
I think people should take their time and, like, see video. Like, see, wait for most of the evidence to come out. Like, I still stand by the lady.
The people clicking on a 45-second video as opposed to this 5-minute video.
The people who hold power. That's what I'm saying. The people who hold power and have the power to arrest and anything and all that shit should see
if
the whole
if this woman
thing.
Wasn't arrested, I'm telling you right now, there would have been protests. It would have been a whole to-do. And she didn't even kill anybody.
They were both arrested. The couple.
The couple was arrested. Yep, why was the guy arrested?
For
hitting the lady.
They both had... guns? They were both armed, but they were both licensed to conceal carry, whatever.
Wow.
And they were both arrested.
But where do they live? Where do they live?
Michigan.
And what's the gun law in Michigan? Because there are some places that
if you pull it out, you have to be arrested.
You have to, but no, if you pull it out, you have to at least shoot somebody.
Like, I don't think that's the case.
That's like a
There's
thing.
No
like,
way that's the law.
Like,
that's a crazy law.
Yeah. What's the law? That's a crazy law. What's the law?
I think there's one. If you brandish it, maybe you have to be arrested. There has to be like an investigation. I know if you discharge your gun, it's automatic. Like they have to take it from you. There has to be an investigation. I don't know if they have to arrest you or whatever the law is. But
so I think that you got two people who are trying to weaponize the trying to weaponize social media and the rhetoric that's going on right now.
Yeah.
And those are people who are taking advantage of the movement.
They're a piece of shit. Those people are worse. Those people are substantially worse.
Both people are worse. Don't pull a gun out on anybody and don't try
If you're pregnant and somebody's attacking you and will not let you leave, pull your gun out and you have that gun. That's Monroe. I'm telling you right now, once you have a kid,
you will
do anything in the world to protect your child. If somebody comes after my fucking kid and is putting my kid in danger, I'm going to do whatever. And if the easiest thing to protect my child is putting my hand right here and doing this. Okay. Yeah. Her finger wasn't on the trigger. She wasn't being an idiot. She wasn't trying. She, like you saw, she was fucking saying, "Hey, back the fuck up. I have a gun." You know, I think that. I think any parent in the world would agree with that. Black, white, whatever it is, this is just the mother instinct kicking in.
Mm-hmm.
And it should. And if you're not willing to do that for your kid, you're not a good fucking parent. I'm sorry. Simple as that.
It was felonious assault, which is up to 4 years.
Felonious assault.
Yeah.
For the car.
But she jumped in. That's why she was saying, don't jump in front of my car. She jumped in the back of his fucking car. Yeah. And I know that move. I do that all the time. That's like a move I'm trying to fucking get somebody to come out and fight me. You jump in the back of their car, you jump in front of the car.
Because you're hood.
Yeah.
And you try to escalate the situation.
I'm a Karen.
Yeah.
That situation was a minute from both those ladies jumping on the hood of the car like Six Flags Wild Kingdom.
So that's what you get. You get that. I don't think they should have. I get what you're saying, but right now, just like watching this, I'm like, yeah, they didn't have to pull out the guns.
They did. And the I'll say it right now. Fuck
escalate
it.
This situation by pulling out the camera and going, I'll fuck you up. I'll do this. It's like, sometimes you got to let shit go.
I'm going to give the husband Real Ass Dude of the Week. There you go.
Why?
He was there.
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's real. He's a real ass dude.
He said, honey, take care of my light work. He didn't give a fuck.
I mean, he was on there. He was in the back.
He didn't call him the N-word. He would have been so justified. In that moment, you couldn't have even been mad at him.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't have even been mad.
Yeah.
Right? And he just fucking said, you know what? I am not racist. Yeah. And he marched toward his car.
Yeah, you're just getting people who are taking advantage of the movement. And they're fucked up, too.
I agree.
And people should call out those. People do call out those people. You know what I mean? People do call out people who are taking advantage of a situation and escalating it and trying to use it for their own personal gain. Like these people, they pull out their phone because they wanted something to happen. They got the results they want.
Yeah, they did.
They wanted these people to either walk away, run away, or pull out a gun or try to hit him with a car. They weren't leaving that situation.
Well, there's a thing that that's a hood mentality that you do this, and this is something that, like, I've dated girls that do this. You tell they're trying to get you to hit them.
Mm-hmm.
They start throwing their chin in the air and fucking saying the nastiest things to you. It's like,
they get their hands back.
Yeah. Like, ooh, she wants it. She fucking wants it.
I found it.
You found it?
She is pregnant. I found it. There's on change.org a petition to drop the charges, and it does say that she was pregnant, so it's confirmed.
The problem is that everyone's...
More activities like this will start a race war on both sides.
Of course. Yeah. And the problem is everyone that's signing that petition is a fucking straight-up KKK member.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, but here's the problem. Right? Shannon, so this woman, I guarantee you, is being called and probably guaranteed getting death threats upon death threats.
From who? The white woman?
Yeah.
I bet you the black woman is too.
No, I guarantee not.
I guarantee you.
Maybe. I mean, maybe. I don't even know how you would find the black woman.
You think her phone's off?
No, I mean, did they shower? Huh? They didn't really shower.
They didn't shower, and then it's not like her name's out there. The white woman, this is what happens, okay? Let's say this white woman, she's Michigan, you know, raised white, probably fucking, you know, family of fucking proud Americans, nice American flag on the front lawn, like, but probably not inherently racist, probably bigoted like every other white person in Michigan, right? Yeah. But, you know, has their own bigotries. Fine. That's part of life. I think bigotries exist. And, you know, it's how you fight against those bigotries, you know, consciously and those prejudices and how you sort of act against them. That sort of defines whether you're racist or not, right? I think the racists go, fuck black people. The, you know, not racists go like, maybe I believe that, you know, my people, my tribe is superior, as everybody does, right? Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to treat anybody any differently. I love everybody the same. But you could still technically grow up with sort of that mentality. And I think that doesn't necessarily make you a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
this woman now and this guy are being called white supremacist, racist, death threats. I mean, it's gone completely viral. Maybe the black woman is too, but we know for a fact the white woman is. I guarantee you the whole tone in her mind and this guy's mind has shifted. I guarantee they've pushed them over the line where they are racist now. Yeah. I guarantee they're like, you know what? Fuck black people. I hate black people. They make my life a fucking living hell. And they've made actual real enemies out of people. And it's so counterproductive. It's so counterintuitive. It's the opposite way that we should be reacting. We should be trying to collaborate as a society and trying to work together as a society. But for some reason, we jump on these things. I mean, what's funny is that video, I didn't even realize how damning that video would be for the other side.
Oh, yeah. It was pretty one-sided.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Even Monroe was like, yeah, you got me.
No, because I'm not like one of those people.
No, you're not going to just be right to be right. I get it.
Yeah, I'm like, no, wrong is wrong, right is right. Yeah. And then situation, that's wrong.
I agree.
Yeah, go ahead.
So what happened with Johnny Depp, Shannon? Give me a little bit of an update, because I do love Amber Heard. She was my girl for a while. I seen her recently, and I feel like she's getting a little too old for me.
So they're in court right now. It's the second...
I like that music. Give me a little bit of Johnny Depp music.
No, that was a ringtone going off in the production.
Wow, look how much Shannon gives an attitude to Dylan.
I hate when phones are on in here, especially in a place where we record and audio.
And she said it before, I'm sure.
Yeah, many times.
Wow.
Actually, everyone in here said earlier how to not get Shannon mad is to not slurp your coffee and not leave your ringer on inside.
Who slurps coffee?
Shit. Dylan,
everybody
apparently.
Here does, yeah.
Wow.
So, anyway.
Shannon is not happy with
Shannon don't fuck around. That's why she's not a Karen, you see?
Oh, no, that's some Karen Lee Hire shit.
No, it depends on what she does your after coffee. That. It depends on what she does after that. Karen can still be a Becky. Yeah.
Do not fuck with Shannon. Shannon, continue. Sorry.
Now show them titties.
We're celebrating Shannon. So, Shannon.
Thank you. So they're on the second day of trial, and it came out that, well, allegedly, Johnny Depp slapped Amber Heard 3 times when she laughed at the change in his tattoo. So he had a tribute tattoo to his ex, Winona Ryder, that read Wino Forever, Winona Forever, and he changed it to Wino Forever. And when she laughed, he was drunk, and he slapped her 3 times. He denies it.
I mean, that's hilarious, though.
I think so.
It's funny that he changed it to Wino Forever.
Yeah.
Yes.
The appropriate reaction was to laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was drunk.
So you think he was being extra sensitive? And was it like a hard slap or like a...
Okay, you know how we were talking about method acting?
Yeah.
She dated a drunk pirate.
Yeah.
Like, he probably has a little bit of that in him.
Wait, they're not together.
No, they're going through... they're both accusing each other of being abusive. But there's tons of evidence on her.
And they're using the Me Too movement as their, like, time.
So, first of all, so he got fired from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay.
Because her original allegation was that he was violent.
Mm-hmm.
Then it came out that she's fucking nuts and she's been hitting him.
Yeah. Mm. And I believe that, too.
Yeah.
And
it
all
sounds
this,
like they were just fucked up all the time.
All
and got
this
into
is just
shit.
Really hot. Like, hot is it? Just these two beating the shit out of each other, getting hammered, taking pills.
Yeah.
Getting all fucked up.
It's like a mansion in Long Island.
I love it.
It's fun.
I got no problem with it. I mean, sometimes crazy people find each other, right?
Yeah.
Just two crazy.
Stay out of their business. You ever try to protect somebody?
Yeah.
You ever had that situation where you see somebody get hit and then you be like, yo, what you doing? And then they both turn on you.
Yeah, it happens
I think
all the
this
time.
Is a situation where you stay the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the middle of it, they're just going to get back together, start fucking in the middle of the court.
Everybody can't be a hero. I think we want to save everybody. And some people, you just let them do what they do and destroy themselves.
Yeah. I think that Amber Heard's one of those chicks where it's like, if you tried to step in the middle of it,
she would
pull a razor blade from under her bottom lip and start cutting you. Yeah. She's like a
crazy
bitch.
But it's also like a kind of person. So like Johnny
pull
Depp
up her face,
out,
by the way. She has crazy girl face.
Johnny Depp hangs out with Marilyn Manson. And Marilyn Manson now they're going after as well, saying he's abusive. It's like, I don't know. Did you date Marilyn Manson?
Yeah.
How'd you think it was going to go?
Of course. Marilyn Manson, I feel like Marilyn Manson, after he has sex with you, he puts leeches on your body to remove the demons. Look at her crazy girl face. I love it, though. I love it. I really like a crazy chick. My dick moves for a crazy chick. I love that Chris from Brooklyn joke. He says that his dick is a meat thermometer for crazy. It's fucking hilarious. One of the best fucking jokes. And that's me. Like, I love a nice crazy, and it's going to be my downfall one day. There's going to be some crazy girl that's going to take me down. It's fine.
It's all good.
They're but that's how you want to go out, though. Mm.
Yeah. And crazy pussy. Yeah. If you want to know who is a crazy woman, never date this woman. Never date a woman that has dark hair and light blue eyes. Mm. Irish is a problem as well. Irish bitches are fucking nuts. So if you find that combo, an Irish girl, dark hair, blue eyes, like what do they call it? Black Irish, mm-hmm. right? That no, Black Irish would have dark eyes, right? But these dude, there's chicks with dark hair, blue eyes. I've dated a few of them. They're always batshit crazy every single time. Every time.
It's the kind of girl that looks at you, but she looks like she's looking through you.
Mm. Yeah. You just see something like the coldness behind her eyes and that dark hair. She's like a witch. I like it in a weird way. I'm very attracted to that chick.
Yeah.
Pull up some hot chicks with dark hair and blue eyes. Oh, look at her.
Crazy.
She's nuts. Look at that bitch. But she used to be blonde. She's not a problem, actually. Oh. You could tell she made her hair dark.
So what do you got to type in?
Yeah, Angelina Jolie is batshit crazy.
Without a doubt. Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, these are all just famous chicks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. I was just talking about just regular chicks. It's fine. Yeah, but they all look crazy, don't they? Look at even all the famous chicks that have dark hair and blue eyes. Yeah. Crazy bitches. I love them though. What's the craziest chick a girl's ever or craziest thing a woman has ever done to you, Monroe?
I don't think I've ever gotten that far. Like I grew up around crazy, so I know not to investigate it too hard. Because you got to activate certain levels of crazy. You know what I mean? Like you gotta do shit to get to the other side, and I've never went that hard. Like the moment I see some sort of crazy, I'm out. Oh, really? I don't fuck around. Yeah,
out. You don't just stay in a little bit longer?
No, because it never turns out you end up with a baby and a record. And I don't want neither of those things. I didn't want neither of those things. You know what I mean? So I kind of backtrot. I'm like, oh, well.
Zach, do you like crazy?
Pussy was good.
Because your wife's normal as fuck.
Used to. Got out of the game.
See? Yeah. You see that shit? You leave with some scars, but you get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, I think I'm trying to get out of the game as well. Here's the thing. Remember on Monday I was like, I need a wife? Shannon, my cleaning lady's back. I don't need a wife anymore. I realized that I just needed my cleaning lady to be back.
Consuela
came back this morning. She's cleaning my whole place. I'm going to come home. When I come home after my cleaning lady is there, I open the doors, and it's just like, it looks like.
Do they clean? Because I had a cleaning service, and I'm like, y'all didn't do shit. Y'all didn't do anything
like,
beyond
still
what I would have done.
You sons of bitches.
You got the bottoms good.
You know what? I'll give myself a fucking Lewis attack. Here we go. Yeah. I stink. So funny. Using natural deodorant. It just stinks.
I'm okay not marrying you.
Shannon.
Because he's using natural deodorant?
Shannon, you were thinking about it, deodorant? Right?
Okay.
You were thinking about it, right, Shannon, a little bit?
No, but you know what I was just thinking about when you were talking about liking crazy girls? I had a moment this morning around an ex-boyfriend of mine that I realized that I need an edge in a guy because I haven't looked at him with those eyes in a while, and he was talking about some fight he had a while ago, and I was like, oh.
Oh, you like that?
It's so bad. Like, there has to be a little edge.
A little bit of fucking.
Crazy likes
so
crazy.
Bad. I'm not that crazy.
Here's the thing. The problem is, every time Shannon describes a man that she's into, she's describing me. Yeah. So everything from physically to psychologically to, like, I'm her boss.
Yeah.
Shannon, she thinks I don't know she's hiding this deep, lustful passion for me. I know. There's no fucking way in the world. Like, I don't have to be a psychic here or a detective. I'm telling you right now. Zach, I'm being 100% honest about
this. Hold on, though.
If Shannon wasn't attracted to me, there would actually be something wrong with it.
Shannon.
Yes.
Have you dated outside your race?
I mean, I've dated Hispanic, yeah.
Okay.
That's my ex. I wish the lie detector test was still here.
Ooh. So
Jay asked me to come in, and I couldn't make it.
Shannon. Shannon. Yeah. Can I lie detector test you on the show?
Sure.
Oh, this is going to be great.
So funny.
Oh, boy.
I feel like Shannon's pretty open. Dude. We've got Shannon to admit to some real shit.
True.
All right. We're bringing the lie detector test in for Shannon. We're lie detector testing Shannon. It's actually here. We should have set it up earlier.
But can we also do you on the show? Like, can I also ask you questions?
We have to preemptively see what those questions are. Jay tried to ruin me. We did a lie detector test the other night on the show, and like we let the fans ask some questions in the chat. And I mean, of course, everyone's asking like crazy shit where it's like, I don't even want to know the answer if that's true. Like, you know, I'm not going to try to...
like try to put my friend on the spot. And the lie detector test was way more accurate than you think. It was crazy accurate. Like it definitely got me on every one of them. Jay and Dave both swear every question was like whether they said they were lying or telling the truth. And they hook up like a breathing apparatus. Your fingers for your pulse.
Yeah.
It tests your sweat levels. Damn. It's like everything, doggy. It's really accurate. They said it's like police station quality or whatever, right? So it definitely worked. And the first question Jay asked me, he's like, as an adult, have you ever spent too much time chatting with a girl that's underage? And I was like, what if the answer is yes, cocksucker? Like, what? That's it? I'm ruined now? You just decided to fucking roll the dice that I'm not a creep? You know I'm a creep.
By the way, that's a much longer answer than no.
I said no, and I was telling the truth. But the reality is, like, he didn't actually know that. Like, what if I have a secret life as a fucking teenage pedophile?
Yeah.
Like, that's just like, fuck you, Jay. Like, you're actually trying to ruin me?
Yeah, you just got to get outed on Twitter.
It's crazy. Yeah. My own fucking friend. My own friend.
There'll be a downfall, yo.
So, Shannon, don't dig too deep is what I'm saying.
Keep it surface. Just make sure it works.
Jesus Christ. Oh, shit. All right. We got to run. I got to go. It's been a fun show.
Great.
It's been a fun one. Monroe Martin, please. Yeah. Thank you very much for coming in. And
no problem. Thanks for having me.
Being the voice of reason on the show. Sometimes we get a little uppity and crazy here. Get a little white powery, and you can bring us right back down to fucking earth. I love it. Everyone out there, please let Monroe know you're sorry for your whiteness. You can apologize directly to him.
Yeah.
And go follow his show. Go subscribe to his show. Give him a 5-star ranking and a positive review. Him and Derek have a hilarious show. They're two of the funniest guys working in the scene. So, you know, go support another incredible guest digital show. And we'll be back on Friday with Aaron Berg, right?
Yes.
Holy shit. It's the Real Ass Podcast. Good night.
Peace.
That's all, folks.